Let's talk a little bit about the BETH study, which is one of two major international trials looking at what the next step is in these patients. Because, John, there are still people who are having cancer relapse in spite of getting trastuzumab. Incidentally, what do we know about those patients and those types of tumors in terms of why they relapse in spite of trastuzumab, whereas other people don't?
Well, it's a really good question. We'd like to be able to say that we could take a woman's tumor and analyze it in some fashion to tell us which patients are getting, you know, the most benefit from adjuvant Herceptin and which patients are not getting that benefit from adjuvant Herceptin and still are relapsing. But thus far, we haven't found a good laboratory-based test that's really able to tease those women out. We have been working quite carefully in our laboratories in the BCIRG, looking at some of the markers that might be related to resistance to trastuzumab. And actually, we're submitting a paper very soon about the value of a marker called beta-1 integrin and its relationship to trastuzumab resistance. And in my mind, looking at all the data thus far, it's probably one of the stronger markers of trastuzumab resistance. But we shared that at San Antonio. At present, though, it's not published. It's just in abstract form.
Now, the BETH trial is going to look at bevacizumab adding on to chemotherapy and trastuzumab. What's the thinking behind wanting to look at Bev?
Well, bevacizumab, or Avastin, is an antibody that basically mops up. It's like a molecular sponge, and it mops up the vascular endothelial growth factor that's in a woman's body. And vascular endothelial growth factor is a little snippet of protein. It's a little peptide that actually asks, basically is a signal for new blood vessels to grow. And it turns out that many breast cancers give off vascular endothelial growth factor, recruit blood vessels into the tumor, and it lets the tumors grow up and to become, you know, aggressive, nasty, lethal cancers. The interesting thing that really makes the BETH trial, what I think, an excellent example of translational research is that we've got good reasons to think that the combination of bevacizumab and trastuzumab, so using these two antibodies together, should really be a very effective combination. First of all, we know that if you take a HER2 normal breast cancer cell in a petri dish and add in the HER2 gene, that all of a sudden that cell starts producing VEGF. And that VEGF, when you put it into an animal, recruits all sorts of blood vessels to it and makes that a much more aggressive cancer. We know in women who have been participating in clinical trials that if you look at their tumors, and if their tumors make VEGF, they have a worse prognosis, more likely to have a relapse, more likely to have a death, than if they're not making VEGF. And it just so happens that women who have HER2-positive breast cancers are much more likely to be making this VEGF when we look at their clinical samples in early-stage breast cancer. So that's all a reason why we should be combining these two treatments, one against HER2 and one against the blood vessel growth signals. And in fact, that led to a trial called TORI-B03, which was launched out of the UCLA network with Mark Pegram and Dennis Lehman. And they've looked at about 50 women who've had recurrent breast cancer, so advanced metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer, and they've given them a combination of Herceptin and Avastin, so the combination of the two antibodies. And remarkably, they found, even without the addition of chemotherapy, shrinkage rates, response rates of well over 50%, and about 82% of the women, when you followed them out to 6 months, had no growth of their cancer. So we had that, we call that clinical benefit. The cancer hasn't started to grow yet. So we're thinking that these two antibodies are working in quite a surprisingly effective way in advanced cancer. The one concern, of course, is we know that Herceptin causes heart damage. From these early trials that were done in advanced cancer, we're seeing some women getting, you know, congestive heart failure as well. So we're wanting to make sure that when we use it in early stage disease, that we'll be very careful about looking at heart issues.